Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening. Welcome to the show. It's 11 o'clock on the dot here. I'm saying, seeing the change for the past, being the change for the future. Now, I'm Talk Dude, and this is my co-host, Organic OK.
Oh, okay. Just read just something. I am not a co-host for the show program.
Well, I'm the co-host.
And my name is Community Organic OK. We are getting into some subjects, and he's going to go through some things that he had on his mind to discuss with y'all. If y'all don't mind, talk to him. Let him know it.
Yeah. Okay. All right. Listen, we talk about relationships, single relationships, married relationships, Blog Talk in general, battered men and women, and unbattered men and women, which aren't exactly worlds apart. There are differences, aren't there? Okay. Now, this show really wants to address the subject. There's a lot of abuse out there. It seems like the worse times we live in, the more there's abuse. I mean, abuse gets worse the farther back you go. I like to think that we've come a long way, but still, there's abuse out there, and there shouldn't be. There really shouldn't be.
See, one of the things that once you figure out the problem and you create the solution, what happens is people figure out what you're dealing with and try to create a problem. Because it's been several times where there's been so many people that's given solutions, but people figure out what's going on with them and try to undermine. I mean, that's one of the things you have to do. When you create something that's successful, that's how you utilize that to create the successful in your life. And it's important, as much as you're changing that space for others, it's just important to have that space. As you healthy, you can do more for others, right? The more you see into your desires, it helps others. Now, you have things that you're saying that you can't – listen to this. You can't keep your mind connected to electricity where electricity is a separate entity of where power comes in at, right? Mm-hmm. Your mind and information you're getting is totally separate. It's like we're dealing with
currents. It's like a Bluetooth, right? And things are separate in a way that it connects at a merging platform. So you're doing life. Life is a capacity of seeing, and seeing these things is the actual digital way where you can navigate so the actual experience that you're dealing with others can reflect in what you have, what the knowledge is that you've been presenting, and they can hear those things playing back. And then you can also change it to them, you know, actually giving you knowledge, and you can hear those things. And collectively, these platforms make these things merge, right? Dealing with people, like, you're able to travel, see different people, different places. You'll see certain things that you get in life where you would get one part of the world, and then on the other side, you get something totally different, right? And we know that on experiences. Sometimes people have the most horrible experiences in life, one place, and then go somewhere else and have the most magical connecting. And life is evolving, you know, and doors opening up and places that have given them, you know, the actual warmth of homecoming experience when you're really treated as you should be, right? So when you're taking the time to figure out, oh, I'm doubting, I'm feeling these overwhelming moments because so many people are disconnecting, and the power seems to be shortest, but you're living life on a rechargeable generator that's reflected in a solar panel connection that's recharging you. Just whether or not you're recharged at the moment and have been impacted in preparing for the moment that you need and not draining the moment before it's actually recharged. Because if you're using energy and you're not recharging energy, what's going to happen? You're going to be drained. You know, I don't have anything to utilize when it's needed. Well, this is Community Organic OK.
And this is Talk Dude. And look, I'm more than just a co-host. I'm somebody who basically, as you've said before, could use this program himself. You know, I was a selfish guy. I mean, nobody ever really wanted to empathize what I was going through. They just was able to write me off as weird. So I guess I didn't show concern for anybody else either. That's why I'm like this. I've grown more inward in myself.
But guess what?
What?
You're growing the actual muscles and flexibility to get the actual. See, you're getting your spirit. You're getting spiritual cardio going down. And one of the things people tell you about people that have good muscles but have no cardio spiritually, it is draining. You get tired real fast. When you start getting the energy in your car together, you have the energy, spiritual energy, to navigate things. You know, you're able to connect with people that you wouldn't necessarily connect with. You start to understand things that you probably say, "Wow, I didn't realize I understand this," right? And then that's vice versa. Think about things that you're saying that once people understand you, that's one of the things people don't realize. Just because somebody don't understand what you're saying, you don't think people, once they understand what you're saying, where you're coming from, you don't think that they respond different. You can talk to 10 different people that you didn't connect with, and then once they understand where you're coming from and understand who you are, you don't think that they change. It happens all the time. People grow up, right? People grow up with their kids, somebody that like them, and then they go become an adult, and then the people that they want to like them, it may not be the person that they want to like them directly, but it'll be somebody that's more powerful and look just like the person that you didn't like, or just you liked, but they didn't like you. You're like, "Oh, no, that's my sister. Oh, no, that's my niece. Oh, no, that's my cousin. Oh, no, that's my auntie. Oh, no, that's my godmom." You know, you start seeing people that you connect with, you're like, "Man," you see? And it could be that person that have more influence on the person that's trying to give you a hard time. And then that person connects with you and open doors that you wouldn't necessarily be able to open because you was something that is magical. And that magicalness don't, you know, it started to grow in privacy, right? But it started becoming a public space where people are driving to this place to actually get the actual fuel they need, right? Make sense?
Yeah, it makes sense. Now, me personally, I really think basic people, if people would just call in, you know, I get the feeling, I'm hoping people will listen to this.
Don't worry about that, man. That's not your job. It's not your job. It is your job. But it's not your job directly. Your job is to give the message. And once you give the message and put it into place, people are going to spread it, and they're going to be, you know, one day it's going to be a point where you're not going to be able to say nothing, and people are not going to gravitate to it to the point where you're going to be like, "Oh, my goodness, where did I get started?" You know. You know, these people that's what I'm telling you. Once people start getting a win for you and start understanding where you're coming from and start, they're going to be so connected with you. And you're going to be, see, this is the thing. You haven't really experienced that altitude of a lot of people, you know, flying in on you. But you have experienced the kind of, you know, big direction where people kind of, you know, give you a reference to what it is. But once you truly get that connection, because I don't really see you being an agitated person. You like to talk to people. In a way, you kind of distance, but you in a way you don't make people feel uncomfortable completely. I think you've been working on that a lot, right? You start like sort of talk to you. You're not gonna necessarily be standoffish, you know. You would talk to people, you know. But I can see that it's like you're like it's something that's it's new to you. You know what I mean? It's like people talk to you like, "Hi, how you doing?" It's like you're trying to, you know, it's like your sisters are trying to figure out, "What is this? What is this going on? What, you know?" And it's like you're trying to take it, man. Enjoy it. That's your mindset. Enjoy this. Just enjoy it. And you're trying to data, you know, your mind's like, "We're not normally doing this, but we're going to try it." And see, I can see you at least putting the effort in to at least allow people to talk to you more. And not necessarily, you know, say, "Oh, man, this people, you know, what do they want?" You know, you're giving yourself a chance to enjoy it And that's one that starts right there. Did you know that? Is that, you didn't know that? It's one that's tasked right there to enjoy the experience. And the people, doesn't happen, people start enjoying your experience.
I long for that day, brother. I long for it.
Be careful. You remember I told you about that. Be careful what you ask for. Be careful what you ask for. You know what that means, right?
Yeah.
You might just get it.
I think we all long basically for someone to give a damn what we're going through. That's the show's about, isn't it?
You're
supposed to be united by this problem.
You don't understand, sir. This is you know what? You're running into a marathon, a repetition of things that are being spiritually and emotionally recorded, and it's going to uplift. It's going to float to the top like something is cooking. It's going to float to the top, and now it's going to make all these duplications. You have a duplication of your ability, your caring ability, you know, your desires. All is going to come up, and guess what's on the other side of this? What's on the other side of this?
I give up.
What is on the other side of this? The appetite that fills the people's desires.
Yeah, that's what I need. So put me on this show, right? It's not because you think I can talk compellingly. It's because I can be a patient. I know you don't want to look at it like that, do you?
Are you talking to me or are you talking to the world that's listening to you? Because it's not from my point of view. It's from you telling the world your point of view.
I don't know what to say. I believe what can be said.
You said it. You're expressing yourself. And the more they hear you, the more they connect and see the deep elements of you that gives them the connection to find your voice. People are like lost into capacity. It's like going somewhere and enjoying yourself when you look for somebody. Like, what? I'm looking for the people. Hey, what? Like, they hollering out, where you at? You know, and they're connecting. And as you know, they find you. You will find people that look like all kinds of people that look like people that maybe give you a hard time in life. But they looking to find you. That's the most funny thing in life. Is to see people that look like every person that didn't like you, people that you were fascinated with, and now these people are hearts. Now these people are hearts can be the portents, and you get to see them look all different ways, and that's really the magical thing. When people's hearts speak out above their physical looks, and you can connect some elements, and when they see you, they can see the sincerity in your heart, not the judgment in your eyes. And that's what people really get freed from. When you get free from people's judgment in their eyes, you know, because people start judging you through their eyes. Once people get free from the judgment from people's eyes and the cloudiness in people's hearts and openness, that beat and clearance, it feels so magical. So they see, oh, this is exactly where I need to be. You know, this is exactly where I need to be. And that really, you know, wake people up from a deep, magical place that we call ideas and fantasies and connection to our desires.
I have that desire. I have that desire every waking moment of my life. Look, I know sometimes I have trouble understanding what you're saying, but it's like I don't get your rap right away and you get angry, you get indignant. Maybe I do need to work harder, listen up, and catch up a little bit. Maybe I do need to... Come on, you don't need to go Hulk.
The thing is, you confuse what I'm saying in a very aggressive manner, but if somebody turned up music so you can hear it, don't mean that they're mad. Some people don't necessarily turn up something. See, you confuse my passion with dismissal and aggression. See, and that's the problem. You don't look at intellect and the very vulnerable connection that I'm doing. If you're connected to it, when you disconnect it, now you say, oh man, now he's pinning it in my ear and it sounds like it's more rammed up. But see, if you disconnected with it, then all of this electricity to wake you up, right? So if you wake up, you don't have to worry about what is wrong with it. You worry about, oh, it's working. That's what you should look at. You can look and say, oh, it's this and this. No, you should say it's working, because if you had no connection, you had no power, you can't get mad at my power is trying to wake your power up. Then you say, well, it's too strong. But guess what? You ever try to power something that's got no life in it? You know what happens to it?
Tell me.
It don't work. It do damage.
Yeah.
You know, you have to unplug it. You have to unplug it because it's not working. Right?
Right.
So the thing is, you're more about, and see, if you connect to what I'm talking about, guess what happens? You won't see frustration. You won't see things that, you'll see, wow, this is magical. So you change your approach to what I'm saying. And see what I'm saying, you won't think about it derogatory. You say, wow, this is really what I need, because it's fueling me to a level that I can see greater moments. See, you just look at it because you are not used to someone giving you this insight in a way that I'm giving to you. See, you gotta look at, you can't look at nobody else besides yourself when it comes to you having Tourette's, when you have an Asperger's, you have scoliosis. You can't look to nobody besides yourself to say you got all these things and nobody that you can refer to that have all those elements, right?
Okay, yeah.
So what I'm saying to you is, if I'm bringing something to you that's pushing you through all these elements, maybe you can look at it and say, stop me looking at the things that I feel that's kind of like derogatory, because he's being so passionate and loud, he's connecting me to things that I can relate to, you know. You can look at those things and say, well, these shouldn't be looked at as derogatory, because I have a lot of derogatory things. You know, if I got a mold thing just for you to see I'm not meaning what you're thinking, maybe you may be not looking at the things you mean derogatory that may not be loud, and it's still derogatory. You think derogatory all the time, and you're not allowed.
Yeah. Look, the thing is, I'm afraid to trust myself. Okay, that's the thing. I think that's why they have structure in life, like religion and all that. They're afraid to think for themselves. They're afraid, because not everybody wants to be free. Freedom can kill you.
Man, you're like one of them sci-fi movies that they always create. People with all these creative things. And at the end of the movie, they always have these people that look like everybody, that get everybody, that get out and start destroying everybody. It's like, if they show these movies, more movies showing you these people that's all these people that sit there weird, that make everybody else look weird, and they doing all, I mean, that's the uniform of these movies. They are the basic concept of everybody that you would think would be scared of everybody, and these are the same people that destroying everybody, and they making society look like it's a scary picture. Life is a scary picture, you know. And you see a lot of creative things going on. Right?
Absolutely.
And you have to look at, how can I connect? If you look at the world, connect the world, you'll find you won't have to be limited by the information that you dealing with yourself. You will be resourceful with the world and how the world connects and show you other ways to see yourself, see people, connect with other people, and motivate yourself and give you unlimited thoughts, unlimited experiences, unlimited lifelong purposing, driving, and pushing your ability, and fueling your ideas, and fueling the conversation, and loving yourself, and showing yourself more love, and then turn around and going back the other direction and showing yourself more as you go back and open up your ideas and freeing your thoughts and freeing your ability and freeing the expression that's in you, that's all telling you, hey, this is what we're looking for, man. You're just taking this car to the street and leading us down the alleyway, and I was telling you, turn a left turn, and you got mad at me, and then I start screaming and saying, no, that's not the way to go. And you say, stop yelling at me. Everybody hear you yelling, like, who's going to be yelling? And that's all it is. You get yourself pinned in a corner in a place where it's just inappropriate based on how the setup is. Right? If you do an acapella, it'd be necessary to be loud. But if you're dealing with some people that say, quiet down, too much noise, this is quiet, like, you got people that mindset. They're at a point in life, and you can say a person that may complain about something. That's how you know people and who they are, because how they're able to deal with noise, how they're able to deal with experience. You say, oh, this is an exceptional person. This person is different. Like, you find an older person that dressed really well, that dressed a certain way, that look like they're young, and then you see how they respond. They're friendly, got the knowledge. You say, oh, this is a different kind of person. You can see, don't you notice the different type of people based on how they respond to information, how they react, how they educate, how they calm, how they... You see a lot in people, right, based on how they go about. But guess what? Right. You'll find out that person is not the norm, right? Because you find this, right? And you find a doctor 70, 80 years old that's wearing hip-hop clothes and all these kind of things and is wealthy and all this. You'll say, this guy's not a norm, right?
Mm-hmm.
Because you wouldn't think he would wear clothes that was very bougie and very prestigious and, you know, act, you know. But when you find people that, sometimes people think it's something wrong with somebody. Sometimes it's something better in the person that you see do something that's not of norm, right?
Oh, yeah.
And when you start looking like that for yourself, then people that are trying to connect with you about what you're thinking, they can see you and find you faster because you disconnect and go over there and go over there and hide over there. And like, it's so much of a hassle for people to find you, but you're so accessible for all the people that don't need to enjoy you. Instead of being enjoyable to the people that enjoy you and be accessible to those, you are accessible to the things that's really helping you. You're accessible to things that's unhelping you.
Yeah. Tell me, how do you describe the simple direct approach? Just getting to that source, would you say it's basically just like reminding yourself you have to hear this for affirmation a little bit every single day? And before you know it, you're taking steps. Everything just sort of, it becomes.
There's one thing about you. You think your greatness is a bad disaster, but it's like a wedgie. Teeth like actual, you know, flossing. Like, you look at this as a problem, and really all your information is flossing. You floss. You know how it is to floss your teeth? It keeps the trash. You don't realize that's what you're doing. You're flossing your ability. You know, you got some trash in your spirit, and it cleans that. You think it's just there to bother you. It's, you don't realize your ability is there to help you get better and enjoy life, and you think it's there to harass you.
Well, obviously, I need to prioritize. It's an obvious thing.
He's one step from crying. Y'all don't know it.
I've cried too much in my life. I don't want to cry anymore.
Some people cry for happiness, not sadness.
Tears of joy. Oh, how to.
See, y'all, he started loving y'all already. You know how hard this was? He'd get more mad at you for making him happy than sad. He said, don't make me happy. Problem. I don't want to be happy. Stop doing this to me. Then he say, hey, stop being so loud. You're making too much noise. My heart's starting to change. It's starting to laugh. I don't appreciate this happiness stuff. So where do you feel, man? How you feel that you're going to change your happiness with all the things that your happiness is built in a luxury place so you can see images and feel vibration levels and see colors and see things that inspire you and uplift your ability? You know, this show is more created to reflect in enjoy desires and not, you know, throw those experiences away that you enjoy. When you know what you're around somebody you never met before and you enjoy, isn't that a natural ability to enjoy something? Isn't it a natural ability of somebody you never met before and you feel so much happiness, you feel thrilled? You think about, you don't think no one else that hear what you're saying, that connect to what you're talking about, and they're like, hey, you're on to something. And that's what happened. They said, you know what, I got 15. Now, first, they're giving you 33 seconds, point, you know, and a half. Now they're like, oh, man, I'm going to give him 34. I'm going to give him an extra half a second. And all of a sudden, they start lounging out your time. And guess what happened after that?
What?
They start trying to borrow time from you. They start out lounging you out in from time for them to listen to you. Now, when they get past that, they want to start borrowing your time. See, when you get out of the negative where people feel like, you know, your time is not worth anything and you know, and their time worth everything, once they get out, they start getting the actual thing that you're giving them in your experience, and as you're growing into their greatness, as you giving them the inventory of what's going on in their life and how is other things deflecting the better moments that's becoming the more freed moments that's not battered in their actual life elements and start seeing things and start saying, hey, I'm not looking as bad as I think I am. I'm more powerful. I'm putting these things, I'm going to move these things out the way. I'm going to move this out the way. I'm going to change these people. I'm going to change the way I be over here. I'm going to move over here to this other side. I'm going to free this. I'm going to free this. You know, my mama died this amount of time ago. My auntie died this amount of time ago. I ain't dead yet. I may feel like I'm dead. I'm going to wake up. I'm going to be inspired to get out of this. And when they start moving out of this purpose, it becomes another freedom on top of freedom on top of freedom on top of freedom. It's our sense and it's our finding people. People say, oh, I don't know what happened to you. I didn't see you so long. What you been up to? You start seeing the same people start feeling these anxiety moments when they're not connecting. You start seeing more people. So you know what? You don't believe it. I went across this program, and I didn't even know this program would change my direction and how I see myself, how I connected with myself, and how I connect my abilities with others and reflect the connecting elements that I recharge. In a time where I'm back at this point again as a time of cooking, it reminded me I got something great in my ability to enhance all this opportunity that we call loving our ability within the love of connecting with others and being flexible to our ability. Come on, talk dude. Come on now. We got a couple minutes. This is Comedian Art Gang, okay? And this show is called Satisfying the Greatness Within. Hey, guess what I just did? I just messed the show title name up. You know why?
Why?
Because the show is called Seeing the Change and Being a Change from the Past. Because I'm changing this. I'm going over here, over there.
It's okay. You got so many shows. You start to basically... You can't help but basically drop the ball here and there. You're the first one to know I've done it, too.
Yeah, Satisfying the Greatness is on Saturday, 6 o'clock p.m. Today's show is called Seeing a Change from the Past, Being a Change for the Future. Friday is called Comedian Organic OK. And what's the Sunday show? Let them know about the Sunday show.
We have shows all week long.
Sunday show is organic show. It's about the organic.
Organic, okay. Comedian Organic, okay. That's what it's called.
No, it's not. Not for Sunday. Sunday is called it's Comedian Organic. It's embodying this, you know, the pimping in my soul. Because this is the thing. It's so controversial. You know, I asked someone this. I said, hey, this is not on the show, but hey, listen to this. What is the thing about this cross-contamination and us being happy? Wherever we go, you know what it's like to be happy wherever you go? Do you know really what it's like to be happy wherever you go? Do you know that?
No.
To be happy wherever you go and be successful wherever you go, it takes a will that is freeing your opposition. Once you free your opposition, then you have another will to the level to connect and drive this actual momentum in your ability. You will find yourself connecting and freeing so much more of your greatness. And that part is opening up doors that you won't believe. Thank you, everybody. It's Comedian Organo, okay?
And talk to you.
And tell them the last word. Tell them what's going on. Tell them what's your last words.
Okay, the final word. Time's running out. reach inside yourself. Find that greatness that you need. There. Grab it with both hands. And you know what? Come on the show. We'll help you basically ignite the flame. We'll help light the way. We're at 1-515-605-9709. That's 1-515-605-9709. Thank you all very much. And good night.